Well, one dependable gift for the person in your life who has everything is a book. Here to share some tips for book giving this holiday season is Kathy Peterson and Mia Wallach of, I got your last name wrong, Mia, of Dolly's Births, Dolly's Bookstore. We're off to a great start. It must be Monday. It's Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
So Dolly, let's Dolly. So Kathy.
I can be Dolly.
You want to be Dolly?
That's all, whatever.
Okay,
whatever,
so
Dolly's
Kathy,
a kitty cat.
We're having a Dolly, Dolly is a kitty cat.
Dolly is a kitty cat.
So Kathy, let's start with local. I mean, one of the great things about Dolly's Bookstore is it is, in fact, such a local institution. And you stock local books.
We do stock local books. We have a lot of great local authors. We have some upcoming events. We have Ashley Silver on Saturday, and she has, it's more of a sci-fi. She's at Saturday at 2 p.m.
What's her book about? What's the name of it?
It's her debut fantasy novel about a blacksmith forced into military servitude, and her signing's this Saturday at 2.
Okay.
We have one Friday. It's called Attitude at Altitude by Mike O'Malley. It's interesting. It just gives a brief different things of Main Street with a ski resort, buses, you name it. He kind of talks to all that. We have Zoe, the
Cuoca.
It was the little Egyptian theater with Mary Beth Mazier did the music.
Oh, yeah.
And that was awesome. So we have their local book. We have Oz by Katie Mullally. Of course, Jack Carr. We have all his collections and signed copies. I just want to give a big shout out to our locals, because they our local authors, because they support us and they come in and we do signings with them. It's kind of special. Do you have anybody else?
Yeah, last week we had a really great author come in, Art Bell. He wrote his first book. It's a mystery thriller. It's called What She's Hiding,
it's excellent. His daughter worked for us 4 years ago, so it's really, that's our town.
Cool.
It's fun, yeah, all the local stuff.
He's a newer author.
He's written a book before, but it wasn't, he self-published it, but this is his first traditionally published novel.
And it's a mystery.
It's a mystery thriller, yeah.
Awesome. I love mysteries.
Are there any fiction books set in Park City that our listeners might want to buy?
Fiction books set in Park City. Oh, gosh, there was a mystery writer, and I'm drawing a blank on who that is, but I can't think of that. Have, a children's book, Gilbert the Moose.
Gilbert the Moose. Gilbert the Moose has been around for a while. Not as long as Dolly the Cat, but you know.
Not as long as Dolly the Cat, but Gilbert, it's phenomenal how many people come in and really do like to buy and pick up local. And I'm missing. I'm just kind of, we have a lot of local authors. I only just kind of touched
sure.
on a few. There's amazing.
Let's broaden our scope a little bit
okay.
and talk about popular children's and young adult books this holiday season. What are you advising people come in and say, I've got, my grandkid coming in, 6, 7 years old. I want to get him a book or two.
So a couple for me, there's one, it's called The Best Worst Christmas Pageant Ever. It's a it's a chapter book that actually my mother, I grew up to, my mom read to me, and we do well with it every year, and it's just cute book about this family that's got seven kids, and then how they find the meaning of Christmas. I love that. That's kind of my little special treat. We have the Charlie Brown Christmas. It's 60th anniversary, and that's a beautiful edition. We have The Giving Flower, which is also, beautiful book, poinsettia. It's wonderful. I don't know, Mia, do you have any other suggestions for kids?
Yeah, we have some really great kids books that have come out this year. Stuart Gibbs, he's a really great author. He writes the Spy School series. His new book, Blackout, came out, which has been really popular. Jeff Kinney, who's the author of Diary of a Kid series. We sell a ton of those. They're very popular amongst those kids. The Impossible Creatures author, Catherine Rundell, came out with her second book, The Poison King, and it's been receiving really great reviews. It's a fantasy series for kids that's been really popular, I've noticed.
And so biographies, I love biographies.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of my thing. Any new biographies coming out?
We had this one recently come out, 1929 by
Andrew Ross Sorkin.
That one's been really popular. It's about the Wall Street,
the crash in 1920.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if there were any business books, because that's sort of our thing here on Mountain Money, and obviously
1929 crash.
That one has been really popular.
Yeah.
Once we get it back on the shelf, it always sells out, I've noticed.
Wow, that's great.
Another bio, I like the. It's the Widow Clicquot It's about
the champagne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's excellent. There was a little movie about it, but I've always liked to kind of keep that out on the shelves because I think it's really interesting. And it's
how
a great gift.
Is that brand new?
No, it's not. It's about a year.
Okay.
Yeah, a year or so.
Okay, I love hearing the story. I have to get the book.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
It's excellent to hear the backstory behind that.
So you mentioned that you have trouble keeping 1929 in stock. Are there other books that have been just flying off the shelf in the last month or so that you have trouble keeping up with?
A really good one is James. It's a fiction book.
Yeah,
that one, if you know about it, it's a retelling of Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, but it's from the perspective of Jim. It won the National Book Award, but I think it's like one of the best books of this year.
It's pretty intense too.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
Huck Finn.
And Theo of Golden, which is a cute little, it's a sweet book about a gentleman that comes to a town and what he does to make people feel better about themselves, and we can't keep that in also. Mm. And it's pretty much out of stock. I think when we sell it, yeah. I can't.
They don't even have it on like Audible or anything, so like a lot of audio listeners will come in and they're like, I want to read this book.
And that's been a buzz. And it's funny how sometimes you miss it or you won't know, and you get 12 copies in or you try to get reorder and then all of a sudden it's gone because it just picks up steam and you never really know. But those two kind of in particular this season are buzz.
We're starting to touch on fiction. I had my other question was, what do you recommend for the sit by the fire and sit around because I can't ski book for this holiday season?
Well, I'm a little partial to my like romance books, but for all those listeners, really popular ones this year were Deep End by Allie Hazelwood. It's like a sports romance. Emily Henry's Great Big Beautiful Life. If listeners know, it's kind of like Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo vibes. And then Carissa Broadbent just traditionally published her first series, Daughter of No Worlds, this year, which is like, it's a kind of an epic fantasy, but it gives really like homey, like heart vibes. It's just really like comforting. So I think if, you know, people aren't on the mountains like to sit by the fire, it's nice to read some of these books.
And now, would they sit by the fire at their house, Raj, or do you think at the ski lodge?
It depends.
I think either works. I like Culpability. It's got an AI twist in it.
Ooh.
And I think it's really fascinating about a family, a car accident, and AI, and how AI plays into the what happened.
AI is really finding itself in a lot of fiction these days. I know the new Michael Connelly book, which just dropped, features an AI theme as well.
So during Sundance, there's going to be a movie here on AI, and they just reached out because we're going to be bringing in the books at Dolly's, and the woman who did the movie is coming in to do a sign in. We're going to have a bunch of books there to go along with that. So
she wrote the book first and then they made the film? Or?
She just did the research. She did research on it and did a documentary on AI. And then she's kind of just recommending books that she got her information from.
Oh, that's great. So you're going to have a whole bunch of books.
So we're going to have a whole bunch of books to touch on the topics of AI.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So now, okay, somebody left their reading glasses back home, came here on vacation. What else can they get at Dolly's besides books, like puzzles?
We have an amazing gift section. Candles, puzzles, games, backgammon, cribbage, cards, poker, bridge, you know, Will Short. Yeah. We have tons of kids' puzzles and
like,
games.
And stuffed animals and
candles.
Yeah, and more candles.
And cocktail napkins and more candles.
Yeah.
We have some
wrapping
cooking paper.
Stuff, like lots of fun trinkets and jewelry dishes and.
We didn't even touch on cookbooks. We have a beautiful cookbook
because
section.
Because if you can't ski, I want to stay home and cook. Yeah. I want to get some inspiration.
Exactly. There's a new one out, Something for Nothing by Allison Roman. And it's 100 recipes. It's about what you can pull from your pantry and get it out. It's a beautiful gift book also. Cookbook, gift book.
I love cookbooks. Yeah.
Martha Stewart just came out with one as well. It's a remake
of her 1982 book that took her to, and it's just what made her
beautiful.
Martha Stewart is a beautiful new
addition. It's really great.
So now, is the holiday season your big season? Like right now, this is your busy time.
It's a crazy 2 weeks, and it's awesome because we get to see all the locals, second homeowners, everybody comes into town and is busy with tourists. But we are lucky that we have them the whole season also. But yes, it's a busy time.
I know, it's always busy in the summer.
You know? Crazy. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been learning about gift opportunities at Dolly's Bookstore for the holidays. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
We cut away, how about people who are listening who have no idea where Dolly's is? Where is Dolly's?
Dolly's is 510 Main Street. We're just down from the post office on the same side.
And is there a website?
There is a website, yeah, dollysbookstore.com. We have a website you can shop online.
How about social
media?
And
you can also see all our events as well. So if you want to come for any signings, they're on the website as well.
Can they sign up for the signings? Do they have to RSVP for stuff like that?
Not right now in store.
Not right now, yeah. Okay. In the store now, but.
Excellent. Dolly's Bookshop. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mountain Money on KPCW. Please subscribe to the Mountain Money podcast to stay on top of all the latest episodes of KPCW's Mountain Money.
If you have any ideas for Mountain Money, please shoot us an email at mountainmoney@kpcw.org.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, make sure you leave a review no matter how you listen. And we'd appreciate it if you clicked 5 stars.